The entire corporate media is deliberately lying about the approval status of the latest COVID vaccine, which the FDA granted emergency use authorization on September 11th. EUA is not approval. Everybody in pharma knows that, and anybody in the media who covers pharma should also know that. But they are deliberately lying to their readers and claiming the vaccine is approved by the FDA. Well, approval requires years of clinical trials, testing for safety, for efficacy, biodistribution studies, statistical analysis, and a whole lot more. None of that was done on this so-called new vaccine, which Governor Hochul of New York says is a whole new vaccine. She says it's not just a booster, it's not an enhancement, it's a whole new medical intervention. Well, a whole new medical intervention requires a whole new clinical trial, well, multiple clinical trials, a whole new approval based on years of safety and efficacy study, and that has not been done at all. In fact, as Newsweek just admitted, this is incredible, this new vaccine has only been tested on 8 mice. Not even 8 people, by the way. And not, you know, 500 people or 1,000 people, as might normally be done, but 8 mice. And yet you're supposed to take it because Governor Hochul says that you're going to need it because the old vaccine you took is now useless. Those are her words. She says, if you took the old vaccine, it's not going to help you. Can you believe these people? The audacity of the organized fraud. But of course, the mainstream media is completely owned and controlled by Big Pharma, so probably we should not expect anything different. But if anybody's actually taking this vaccine and thinking it was approved, and if they suffer harm of any kind, shouldn't they sue the media for deliberately not just lying about it, but being paid off by Big Pharma to lie? You know, that's fraud, folks. That is misrepresentation, racketeering. These are RICO violations, this collusion between Big Pharma and big media and big government. This is an organized crime cartel that is murdering people with these unproven, dangerous, and deadly so-called vaccines, whose only real goal, or the only real design of the vaccines, is to achieve human depopulation. So anybody who thinks they're going to get, you know, honest medical interventions from this system is insane, truly insane, or just wildly uninformed, oblivious to reality. You know, that's just the sad truth of what this is. Now, here's the question. I recently did a bombshell story on naturalnews.com that talked about how 5G cell towers can, in fact, activate the release of payloads inside the body, payloads carried by graphene oxide structures. And this is based on a published scientific journal article that talked about using a cell phone, cell signals, to remotely activate payload release by graphene oxide due to voltage, a certain voltage and frequencies going into the graphene oxide. And then it could release a drug inside the body, but it could also be, of course, a nerve agent or a chemical weapon or something else. So we now know that the globalists are trying to get rid of people. And we know that this new vaccine has never been tested in human beings, openly admitted. And we know that 5G cell towers can activate payloads. Well, how would you deliver a payload to a dumbed down, obedient population that you wanted to exterminate? Vaccine. You just scare them with a totally fabricated story. Oh, there's new variants. COVID's coming back. Wear a mask. And then you tell them there's a new vaccine. Y'all need to get it because the old vaccine doesn't work anymore. And then these idiots line up at the pharmacies and get injected. And then you wait a few months. And then you initiate the cell tower signal. And then all these people just drop dead. And then if you're the media, of course, you don't admit that this was caused by the vaccine and the bioweapon. What you say is, oh, we're under attack by Russia. Russia dropped a bioweapon on, you know, New York City or whatever city they're doing this at. And then they use that to declare World War III against Russia. You see, they can achieve their goal of depopulation. And they can say, well, this doesn't have anything to do with the vaccine. You know, why is everybody dropping dead all at once? They all got the vaccine on different days, different times, and that was months ago. The media would say the only explanation is, you know, something new has happened. It's a VX nerve gas weapon dropped on us by Russia or Russian operatives or something like that. That would be the narrative. When in fact, it could be the 5G cell tower signal activating the payload release of the graphene oxide that was previously injected into people via vaccines. So they can always spin the narrative. They can always blame someone else for their own genocidal crimes against humanity. But there's another aspect of this. Who are they actually killing off in this process? They're killing off the obedient Democrats, mostly, aren't they? Because only Democrats are dumb enough and obedient enough to take a whole new medical intervention, to have it injected into their bodies when it's only been tested on 8 mice. It takes a dumbocrat, not just a Democrat, not a demon rat, but a dumbocrat, dumbed down ocrat, to be that stupid to inject that into their bodies because some government authority told them that COVID is back. Conservatives aren't going to take this thing. Informed people aren't going to take it. Discerning people, intelligent people, Christian people, they're not going to take this. And frankly, neither are a lot of members of the black community in America. They don't trust the government's medical experiments. Are you kidding me? So frankly, it's going to be stupid white liberals who take this death shot, which is primarily who took the first vaccine and all the boosters anyway. So if the globalists are going to exterminate stupid, obedient liberals, I don't know how to say this, and maybe I shouldn't say it, but what does the world look like after that? Well, if a whole bunch of dumbed down, obedient liberals committed vaccine suicide, is it not going to change the shape of society and change the shape of elections? And also, you know, if a lot of stupid people are dead, a lot of obedient people are already dead because they suicided themselves, then they won't be running around society demanding everybody else take vaccines and wear a mask. So there might actually be some silver lining in, you know, at least in such a horrible event that is, you know, destroying the lives of millions or even billions of people, but at least they're not killing off the smart ones, the ones who can discern the difference between lies and truth. So that's the silver lining. At least they're not killing everybody. And for those who volunteer to be suicided by vaccines, well, what can you say? That's their consent. That's their decision. It's their body, it's their life, and they decided to do it. And we tried to stop them, but they didn't want to. They wanted to be obedient, and more will be dying. So if you get your health advice from Governor Hochul, don't be surprised if you don't live very long. All right, that's my take on it. 8 mice, folks. 8 mice. And we don't even know if those 8 mice lived or died, by the way. But that's all they tested was 8 mice. So if you love to be injected with experimental transhumanism, weaponized depopulation systems that have only been tested on 8 mice, then definitely run out and get this new vaccine jabbed into your body. And you too can feel smug in your obedience to a death cult that wants you to die. It's just, wow. All right, thank you for listening. Check out more of my interviews and stories at naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. Take care.